Charity of the Week. Please tell us your name and charity.
I'm Catherine Bradley. I'm Chief Executive Officer of Sight Matters, which is the trading arm of Manx Blind Welfare Society, the charity.
I'm Peter Marshall, and I'm Marketing and Fundraising Officer at Sight Matters.
How did the charity start, and what is its purpose?
The charity started in 1937 under a statute of Tynwald from 1936. So there's a legal requirement to have services that provide welfare and support for the blind of the Isle of Man. So that's our history and our background, so we're actually defined legislatively. So we now provide support services for the blind and visually impaired. I think the big difference is the services aren't just for the blind. They are for people who have any kind of visual impairment. So you don't have to be registered as blind or partially sighted. So we have a huge spectrum of people that we provide services to.
So we changed our name 2 years ago, and that was to reflect that. So we it's not that we just cater for blind people, it's actually visually impaired people too. So Sight Matters hopefully covers more people, which is the idea really behind the rebrand.
Tell us about your team.
So we've part-time staff, we've full-time staff, and a huge number of volunteers that allow us to provide the services. We provide outreach support, we have lunch clubs, we provide technology, we offer advice and assistance to other departments, other services around accessibility. We have, as you're aware, the Talking News service. We have a massive audio library. We've got our VIP store in the street if anybody's out and about and wishes to avail themselves of an environmentally friendly approach to purchasing clothing. But predominantly, if we can support somebody, then we will do it and we make it in their best interests and what they require, rather than this is the service that we have, this is what you can have. It is, if this is what you need, we will endeavour to provide it. And one of our developing, or two of our developing areas actually, around the younger members, because we have an increasing number of younger members with sight impairment, and catering for those between 18 and sort of 65, and seeing the changes and the impact for the younger members has been amazing. And we've seen not only a significant number of referrals, we've seen a significant number of people actively engaging with the social interaction services that we actually provide.
Which other organisations do you work with?
We'll work with anybody that will work with us, because whilst we deal predominantly clearly with sight impairment, people have other issues and we can't do it on our own. So we work with the statutory services, particularly the wellbeing partnerships, which we have an exceptionally good relationship with, the long-term care coordinators through Manx Care and other Manx Care departments. But within the third sector, particularly the Stroke Association, Alzheimer's Society, Live at Home, there's others that we do work with depending upon circumstances. Most of our referrals are for people over 65 and they may have other health conditions, so the two interconnect.
Our headquarters at Corran Court is used by a lot of some third sector organisations. So Samaritans will do their training there. And in the Freedom Field, which is our new sensory garden space behind Corran Court, we've had events with Manx Wildlife Trust, mm-hmm. and the school, Birmingham School, use that facility too, as does the old folk home next door as well. So it's not just third sector organisations. It is a kind of a fairly wide type of different organisations we work with.
What are your main goals?
Well, last year, the year before, we created a new 5-year strategy document called Moving Forward, and that outlines our vision for the next 5 years. I think the biggest things in there are independence, so supporting our members to lead the most independent lives that they can, really. So that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people, depending on what their needs are. But it can be as simple as we can provide them with a bit of technology, sometimes a really simple bit of technology, but it can be life-changing for them. And just having us as a point of access to that technology can be really helpful. We Dave, a member of our team, has a lot of expert knowledge around what is available and hooking people up with the things that they need to lead the most independent lives that they can. But it can also just be emotional support. So recently we've started a new session called You Matters course, and that's for people who are newly diagnosed or struggling with issues around sight loss. Just to, I mean, it's a very difficult thing to be diagnosed with, and having a place to go and to learn with experts on our team, but also with other people experiencing those issues, can be very helpful. So yeah, that's a big part of what we're looking to do, is just ensure that people are able to lead independent lives, and where people may have lost some independence, if we're able to give them that back, then we will do everything we can do.
We find when people lose their sight, it does, one of the biggest issues for them is that loss of independence and what that can mean. And it can be catastrophic, it is life-changing. And that then affects mental health, it affects confidence, it affects social interaction. So whilst we have our moving forward document with our vision and independence, empowerment, you know, a fiscally stable and financially stable organisation, the primary focus from an operational perspective has to be supporting people with that independence. And we do find that the simplest things can be life-changing for people, and then depending upon their circumstances, there can be a whole range of other supportive measures, which might be technology, it might be assistive equipment, it might be confidence building, and it might be coming to Lunch Club once a week.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
There won't be any changes. Although, you know, as new in role, it'll be about building on the foundations that we already have. And as I've touched on, like many other charities and statutory services, we are conscious of the financial and the fiscal situation. So for us, being fiscally stable is important to allow us to carry on delivering the services that we do currently, because we are in a privileged position, because our services are free at the point of delivery. And I think we're probably one of a very few charities that actually provide that. So we don't differentiate or discriminate depending upon a person's circumstances or financial position that they're in. It's important that we have that, because without that, we can't not just continue delivering the services we have, but progress and develop the services that we have, so that we can offer wider ranges to more younger people. We can offer more to those over 18s, because we are really, really seeing the benefit of what we've done over the last 18 months. I always say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's not broken. It doesn't need fixing in any way, shape or form. The analogy I always give is, we've got the foundations now of the house. I'm here to put the first course of brick on.
How is the charity funded?
We're financially independent. So that what I mean by that is we're responsible for raising all of our own funds. And we do that in a variety of different ways. We have people in the community who will do sponsored events for us, and that's a great way to support us if you are looking to support us. We've had some people do the Great Manx Run last year. Rowney Golf Club chose us as their charity of the year, and help like that is crucial, really, for us to continue operating. You can also donate to us directly via our website or by giving us a phone, giving us a call. There's information to do that. Well, splashed around on all of our stuff. But we also we apply to trusts and foundations to try and get to finance some of our bigger projects. So, and we look for corporate sponsorship too for things like the Freedom Field that we've opened recently.
How can people support you?
It's a tricky time at the moment. It's a cost of living crisis, and it's difficult for lots of charities. And as Catherine was saying, it's really important that we're able to continue delivering the services that we do. So it is very important that we're able to raise funds. So if you are looking to support us, I'd say please just go on our website and find some information there.
Peter's obviously covered sort of the financial side, but if I can maybe just flip that a little bit, the other side is the huge amount of support that we get from our volunteers, and our service would not run without our volunteers. So as an example, in January alone, bearing in mind we kind of lost a week with the snow, we had over 1,000 volunteer hours delivered by 79 volunteers in a whole range from driving minibuses to lunch club assistants to reading the news to being librarians to supporting activities. So if people aren't in a position to financially donate, and we fully understand that they may not be, but actually you want to do something rewarding and put something back into the community, please come and speak to us about our volunteering opportunities. And the other side, from businesses, and you know, we've been very lucky, some have provided us corporate sponsorship, they've offered us to be their charity of the year, etc., etc. But actually we can support businesses who may have staff members who have a visual impairment, because we have access and knowledge about the technology that they may need to make a reasonable adjustment to keep somebody a valuable member of staff in the workplace. And as an example, only yesterday we were installing software for somebody in their workplace, which we met the cost of and the licensing agreements, which helps them no end as an individual, but also as an employer. It keeps that valued member of staff with a huge amount of skills in the workplace. And we also provide visual impairment awareness training. It's free of charge. So just having an understanding of what it may be like if you have a staff member, you have a family member, you encounter somebody in the shops or in public, what it might mean to have a visual impairment.
Where can people find out more?
Anybody is always welcome to come and see our centre, meet our team, see what we do. We're very open and receptive to any kind of interaction. And if you wish to make a referral, it's simple. Call us on our office number 674727, or send us an email. And as long as you've got consent, or you're the individual, we'll pick it up and we'll run with it.
The Charity of the Week. Profile complete.